Hi, I'm Mike Barrett from the University of Glasgow, and I work in infectious diseases. And I'm going to talk about the ongoing coronavirus epidemic caused by the SARS-CoV-2 virus, causing a disease that we now call COVID-19. The disease was first recognized on the 31st of December last year, and by the 9th of January, the Chinese authorities had completed sequencing an isolated virus which was responsible for causing a disease which was manifesting as atypical pneumonia. The nature of the disease had already alerted the authorities that this might be very similar to the SARS outbreak of 2002-2003, which had left 774 people dead globally, of over 8,000 people infected. It was indeed bad news that a second SARS epidemic appeared to be emerging in China. By the 23rd of January, the Chinese authorities had closed off Wuhan, a city of 11 million people, preventing individuals from coming in or leaving the city. By the 30th of January, the World Health Organization had declared a public global health emergency. The United States followed a day later. The UK only declared a public health emergency on the 10th of February. New case numbers in China are decreasing each and every day, and by today, the 19th of February, a total of around 74,000 confirmed cases have been reported, of which 1,752 have died. The incidence actually may be much higher than that, the reason being that it turns out that possibly in the order of 10 times as many people who get serious infection get a very mild infection. So we still don't know what the total global numbers are. Mild infections can be pretty dangerous from a global health point of view, because individuals who don't know that they're infected because they are only manifesting mild symptoms or no symptoms can go on to spread the disease more widely. The Chinese success in keeping numbers down has been due to their extraordinary measures of shutting down cities, putting people into quarantine. We've seen them building hospitals in 10 days to a couple of weeks and isolating patients. We do not have treatment available for coronavirus. There are no drugs, there are no vaccines licensed at the moment. However, there has been a rush in trialing compounds which might be active. So the good news is that the Chinese cases are going down. We haven't seen as many cases in other countries as we might have feared. There has been a disaster in a public health context on the Diamond Princess cruise ship, where effectively patients were left on board to infect each other. That's only just being resolved. There are still risks. Japan, Singapore, South Korea, these are all pretty advanced countries, and yet we are seeing numbers increase in those countries in spite of the health measures that they have in place. So I'd say that at the moment we are still poised where this epidemic could go either way. Numbers are coming down, but we are seeing advanced countries beginning to show internal transmission, and this may yet lead to the pandemic that we've all been fearing.